بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday I got news of one of my good friends in Lucknow who passed away. And he was about my age, 63 or 64 years old. And I asked his brother who I spoke to and who said, I said, how did it happen? So anyway, he told me the story of what happened before, but last moments of his life, he was doing some work, arranging something for somebody. So they were going in a car. He pulled out his debit card, gave it to his son, told him the pin of the debit card, and he said, call your mother, I will not survive. He started feeling something with his heart and he died. So that's what I was thinking, that this is the ultimate thing for every one of us. One day we go. No matter how long you live, one day you go. Ibrahim alayhi salam, they say that he lived to an age of 169 years. He lived around 1800 something BC. So that is, from today if you look at it, it's roughly 4,000 years, less than 4,000 years, about 3,800 something years. Now if you look at 3,800 years, it sounds like a long time, right? And if you calculate and say how many generations of human beings have passed away in 3,800 years, then you have many hundreds of generations. So I thought to myself, let me do some research about the oldest living things. And they are, of course, not human beings. They are trees. And the oldest living tree is a bristlecone spine in California, in the White Mountains of California, which is carbon dated at 4,845 years. The same tree alive 4,845 years. Then we said, let's see, is there anything older than that? And there is a tree which is it's in Europe, which is around 9,000 something years. Again, carbon dating. So which means that it's called it's in Norway, 9,550 years. It's a spruce. Now they do another thing as far as the dating of trees and so on is concerned, which is that they look at what they call an individual, which is a single tree that grows from a seed. But trees also have clonal propagation. So basically, it's one tree, and from the root system, it puts out other trees. So when they did that, when they looked at trees also clonally propagated by doing what is called carbon dating of the root systems, they came up with a clonal colony of what is called a quaking aspen. The leaves sort of, they tremble, which is 80,000 years old. So if you're looking at at lifespans for a tree which is 80,000 years old, what is a human lifespan? It's like a blink of an eye. Ibrahim alayhi salam lived 3,800 years ago. at that time, the tree in Norway was already 3,000 years old. It was already 5,000, not but it was already 5,000 years old. It was 5,000 years old at the time Ibrahim alayhi salam walked the earth. Can you imagine? Now this is, and these are living things. I'm not talking about a mountain or, you know, something. These are living organisms. This is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says, in the changing of the heavens and the earth, and day and the night, and creation of the heavens and the earth, and the changing of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. Allah invited us to look at this. It helps to put life in perspective. When I was I was still in school, so I must have been about maybe 15 years old or 16 years old. I used to walk from where we lived in Sanatnagar to the top of, to behind Chiran Palace. So to the top of Banjara Hills. And behind Chiran Palace, where now there is a road, there were huge rocks. This whole Deccan Plateau had these massive volcanic rocks. Huge rocks balanced on each other. It was fantastic, natural phenomena which was here, which of course we have all blasted and converted into roads and buildings and whatnot. There's nothing there. So I used to walk around. Chiran Palace was still the palace, so it had a wall around it, and you couldn't go inside. So I would walk around that and then go to the, there was a particular rock that I was very fond of. So I used to go and climb on top of that rock and sit there. And from there, you could see Bala Hisar on Golconda Fort, the top of it. And I remember very clearly, once I was sitting on top there and I saw a leopard going down, passing by. So peacocks, hares and all of them, but I also saw a leopard once. So anyway, I was sitting on top of this rock and I remember very clearly to this day, I would look at the fort at Bala Hisar and I would say to myself that if this rock could speak, what would it say? If this rock could speak, what would it say? Because on that khila, on that fort, in that Bala Hisar, one day there was a king, whether it was Quli Qutub Shah or Ibrahim Qutub Shah or whoever, one of the Qutub Shah kings. He said, one day there was a king. And that king, when he sat on his throne on Bala Hisar and he looked around, as far as the eye could see, belonged to him, was his country, right? So the king looked around and he said, well, all of this is mine. I own all of this. And that's only because his eye could only see that far. Because if his eye could see further, then he would realize he doesn't own that part. He only owns, the boundary of his kingdom. And this king probably believed that the sun rose and set because of him. He believed that he had powers of life and death over people. He believed that he could do whatever he liked. After all, the Qutub Shahis owned the only diamond mine in the world at that time, which was in Golconda near Krishna Basin. It was part of their kingdom. There was the only diamond mine in the whole world. That's where the Kohinoor came from. So this was my imagination, that this is what this rock is saying, or this rock would say if it could talk. And then I would come to myself and I say, this rock is now saying that in those days there was a king. And today there is no king, there is only a ruin. And today there is this boy sitting on top of me and he thinks that, the world is because of him. And I think to myself today that strange are the ways of Allah. That the boy who sat on that rock is still there and the rock is not there. The rock is gone. The reason I'm saying all this is because it's not just philosophizing. This life which we have, which is a very short span of time. That's why I give you the examples of the sequoias. The sequoias also in California, average age 4,000 to 5,000 years. Right? Sequoia pines, the big trees there. So the reason I gave all these figures is because it gives us an idea that our age, however long we live, you know, and may Allah give us healthy lives until the last moment, this is like a blink of an eye, not only in the age of the earth, but even the age of some living creatures of the earth. They live far longer than we can imagine. But this age, this time that we have, is the most valuable time that exists for us. And out of that time also, if you take it from the day we were born, you know, depending on what our upbringing was and what we did and didn't do, a lot of years just passed. We were infants, we were little children, toddlers, and so on and so on. The time just passed. It's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not record any, you know, sins in that. But the point is that time just passed, it's gone. And then, of course, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good health and all our faculties intact until the last minute. But depending on whatever is in the qadr, the tail end also, time goes. So effective time that we have is really now. Where alhamdulillah, we have our faculties intact, we have some hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have some awareness of what we should and should not do. Now this time, if we waste it, this time if we do things that we should not be doing, if we go to places we should not be going to, if we are with people we should not be with, if we are speaking things we should not be speaking, if we are acting in ways we should not be acting, then how tragic is that? Because this is not going to come back. Even in our whole lifespan, right? I mean, this year I'm 63. If I take 63 years, in 63 years, the actual active, sensible lifetime, life period with some knowledge is how much? 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? So as it is small. And even that, if we allow it to go away, then what do we have? Because one day, like my friend died, I will die. Just like that, every single one of us will die. And then a life begins which has no ending. There's no death at the end of that. There is no ending, there is no going anywhere from there. And that life, how that is going to be, depends on how this is. That's the reason why this life is so critically important. It's not because of some days and, you know, we are worried about whether Narendra Modi will get elected. What difference does it make? All the pharaohs of Egypt didn't last. People who had far more power and authority and wealth than any ruler of any country today can imagine. They're all gone. And they all went within a part of the lifespan of one tree. So much for great, for human greatness. So whichever government comes and goes, none of that has any importance. What has importance is what I do with my life. What has importance is what you do with your life. That's the only thing which is important. Because when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not ask you about me, He will not ask me about you. Allah will ask you about yourself. And what is it that we are going to write? And that is why the beautiful quote of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said, every one of us is a author. Every one of us is a writer. And the book will be published on the day of judgment and will be given into your hand. Right now you are writing the book. And she said you can erase whatever you have written. You can rewrite it. He's talking about istighfar wal tawbah. She says, you can erase what you have written, you can rewrite it, you can do whatever you like. But once mouth comes, the book has gone to the publisher. And then on the day of judgment, the published book will be given in the hand of the person. And that's why the person will say, Mali hadha al-kitab. Yeah, he says, hadha al-kitab. What book is this? Nothing has been missed in this. La saghiratan wa la kabira. Neither anything small nor anything big. And how can it be missed? Because you wrote it. I wrote it. And that is why we must take this life seriously. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our life seriously and to live it in a way which is beneficial for us and pleasing to him, Jalla Jalaluhu, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain, bi rahmatika ya rahman.